Newsbreak podcast.
Every right of individual need to be safeguarded. There are incidences that we have witnessed through social media or via television where you might have seen security forces, where you might have seen people making people to swim on the water or alcohol spillage. Some people, we even hear rumors of people were undressed and to parade naked. Those are kind of things that, you know, we need to make sure that, you know, they are dealt with. We not in anyhow promoting looting, and we condemn looting in the strongest sense. However, people's rights and dignity need to be respected. People should still be treated in a humane manner.
How are you anticipating the public to take this particular standpoint of yours, while you say that those who were looting should also have their rights respected? Many South Africans are saying, well, their constitutional rights were disrespected by the looters, based simply on the behavior of these looters.
Yes, we cannot emphasize that enough. That there are those that are not supposed to look at other aspects. As a Chapter 9 institution, we have got a certain mandate, and that mandate we must uphold it. We know it is very difficult. It is said that people have lost businesses, infrastructure, and other things. But that we cannot put a blind eye on what governs us as a constitutional democracy and a constitutional institution. Should we not do what we're supposed to do as a Chapter 9 institution, then we'll be failing as a society. We're not saying this because of this situation. We're saying to going forward that people must learn to respect other people's rights.
Taking the current narrative in the country and the delicate nature of this entire saga, at what point do you think that your standpoint or the commission's standpoint is going to be seen as being taking the side of the looters?
No, it won't be taken the side of the looters. Even our statement is very clear. We cannot emphasize enough that we don't condone looting. We are not taking the side of the looters. We are taking the side of the human rights approach. That in every element, there's a human right to be respected, just like you and I. Should I speak to you in a manner that is unbecoming and do something that is not wise, I must also be brought to book to say, look, you disregarded the colleague that you were talking to from SABC. And those are some of the things that, you know, because beyond every right, there are responsibilities. And we must teach people that, you know, the responsibilities of them, those that are supposed to be law enforcers, it ends somewhere else. It doesn't go beyond saying, you find me carrying a bag of mealie-meal, and then you say, can you start swimming here? I caught you. No. Arrest the person. If the law says you need to be arrested, you need to be arrested. You don't have to undress the person. You don't have to shame them in the public.
Newsbreak. Lotus FM. Powered by SABC News.